Jackie, a lot of folks are inside a lot. And so, you know, we can't watch TV all the time, that's for sure. My wife likes playing Scrabble online, and I thought this was an anomaly, but you have a story in the Las Cruces Sun News that will tell me differently, that there are a lot of people playing virtual games, right?
That is right. So myself included, I partook in this activity over the weekend with my friends. One game that we played over the weekend is called Remote Insensitivity, aka Cards Against Humanity. And of course, if you haven't heard of that game, it's a hilarious game where players complete fill-in-the-blank statements using words or phrases that are typically deemed as offensive or risque. Again, it's hilarious. You can play this game online for free. If you visit playingcards.io, you'll see it on their list of free games. And it's a great way to just play with your friends, even though you're in quarantine. And the best thing is you could even Skype each other while you're playing so you can see each other's live reactions. And it's a whole lot of fun for everyone.
It sounds like fun. Another one that I hadn't heard of, that one, but one I have heard of, Fortnite. Tell me about that.
Right. So Fortnite, if you haven't heard, it's a game that was released about 3 years ago, and it's a big hit with all the children, all the kids. It is a family-friendly shooter game, and it is super popular online and on game consoles. My best friend actually recently told me that she learned how to play the game with her 8-year-old son, and they've been playing that every day after homeschooling. And it is available for free on Xbox One, PC, Switch, PS4, and on mobile as well. And again, it is for free if you search for it on those gaming consoles.
Okay, another one is Words with Friends 2.
Yeah, so this game, I was actually addicted to this game when I downloaded it a few years ago. It is an app that you can download for your smartphone, and in the game you can challenge other people from around the world, but of course it's a lot more fun to play with your family and friends. What it is that it scrambles letters, and you have to create words out of the letters that are given to you. Whoever gets the most points wins. It's a great workout for your brain. It does tend to get a little competitive, and it's super fun.
Ah, all right. Here's another one I've heard of, so I don't feel completely like a person disconnected from this. Minecraft.
Yes, Minecraft is another game that's super popular with kids, but it's also getting really popular with adults as well. So if you're a fan of building things or creating new worlds, this game is definitely for you. You can even play with your friends. You can think of it as a virtual Legos. Basically, anyone can learn how to be an engineer thanks to this game. Up to 8 friends can join an online game, and you can build whatever you can imagine in creative mode. It is available on Xbox One, PC, Switch, PS4, and on mobile for only $20. It is also available for free on Xbox Game Pass.
Okay, and finally, am I pronouncing this right, Scribble?
Yes, it is called Scribble, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a fun drawing game, so you can take turns drawing while the rest of your friends guess your terrible artwork through a side chat. It is, again, a virtual browser game. And up to 12 players can play. And who knows, maybe you'll discover that you or one of your friends has a artistic hidden talent. You can play the game at scribble.io.
Okay, lots of good things to do right from your phone or from a game console. Jackie Devine writes for the Las Cruces Sun News. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks so much. I hope everyone has a great week.
Beautiful.